Welcome to Tune In Tales, storytelling for kids on KDLL. Today's story is Ed and Fred Flee by Pamela Duncan Edwards, read by Sally Cassano. And Aesop's Fables, read by Sarah Hondell.
Ed and Fred Flee by Pamela Duncan Edwards. Once on a dog lived Fred Flee and his brother. Fred lived at one end, Ed at the other. As small fleas, they'd always found it a riddle. If they each owned one end, then who owned the middle? Ed was content with the bit that he had, but Fred wanted it all, for he was selfish and bad. Ed came one day with some terrible news. "We'd better move on. I've been noticing clues. The dog's scratching madly, and I think it's a sign. Something is up when he starts to whine." Bad Fred saw his chance. "Stop that hullabaloo. I really can't go, for I'm sick with the flu." "But," replied Ed, "you're not coughing or shaking. You don't have a fever. Are you sure you're not faking?" "No, it's true," Bad Fred lied. "And there never can be a pill to cure a poor fluey flea. There are certainly mixtures for a camel with mumps that soon would get rid of his lumps and his bumps. There are certainly syrups to give to a snake when he's slithering around with a bad stomachache. There are plenty of medicines for families of weasels, as spot by spot they come down with the measles. And we all know of tablets that come in a box that are swallowed by hens when they've got chicken pox." "Flee," warned a fly. "Fly," begged Ed Flee. "Go," sobbed Bad Fred. "Don't worry about me." "Mayday, mayday," called a tick as it fled. "Abandoned dog, danger ahead." Then Ed Flee and the tick left the dog with a bound. "Hurrah," cried Bad Fred. "I've got all of the hound. And I don't have the flu. I'm not really sick. They were all of them fools to believe in my trick. I'm fit as a fiddle," he sang louder and louder. And that's when they dusted the dog with flea powder.
"Well, little one," said a tree to a reed that was growing at its foot, "why do you not plant your feet deeply in the ground and raise your head boldly in the air as I do?" "I am contented with my lot," said the reed. "I may not be so grand, but I think I am safer." "Safe," sneered the tree. "Who shall pluck me up by the roots or bow my head to the ground?" But it soon had to repent of its boasting, for a hurricane arose which tore it up from its roots and cast it a useless log on the ground, while the little reed, bending to the force of the wind, soon stood upright again when the storm had passed over. Obscurity often brings safety. The Fox and the Cat. A fox was boasting to a cat of its clever devices for escaping its enemies. "I have a whole bag of tricks," he said, "which contains 100 ways of escaping my enemies." "I have only one," said the cat, "but I can generally manage with that." Just at that moment, they heard the cry of a pack of hounds coming towards them, and the cat immediately scampered up a tree and hid herself in the boughs. "This is my plan," said the cat. "What are you going to do?" The fox thought first of one way, then of another, and while he was debating, the hounds came nearer and nearer, and at last the fox in his confusion was caught up by the hounds and soon killed by the huntsman. Miss Puss, who had been looking on, said, "Better one safe way than 100 on which you cannot reckon."
Hear more Tune In Tales at 9 a.m. every Thursday on KDLL.